This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Here is one of the most important questions you can ever ask about yourself, as well as those with whom you interact. The question is simple, and it tends to divide people into two groups, as you'll soon see. The question is, what drives you? Are you driven by philosophy, or are you driven by conformity? In other words, are you driven by internal principles? So by philosophy, I mean principles or a guide. It could be a guide of ethics or a guide of mission principles, some kind of internal guide that you apply consistently across the board, or are you driven by social conformity, which means peer pressure, getting along, going with the crowd, even if the crowd is inconsistent? And there's a great example of this that we've seen recently. Someone went out and filmed a video of millennials responding to these tax reform suggestions. And the tax reform suggestions were described to them as being Bernie Sanders tax reform ideas. And when they were presented as being Bernie Sanders ideas, these young people said, oh, these ideas are awesome. They sound awesome. We're going to increase the child tax credit. We're going to increase the deductions for healthcare expenses. We're going to lower the tax paid by lower middle income people, because they thought it was a Bernie Sanders plan. So they said, this is awesome. Yeah, we're all in favor of this. Well, it turns out that was the Donald Trump tax plan. And of course, these young people, if they had been told that this was the Donald Trump tax plan, they would have immediately opposed it. Why? The answer is because they are not driven by principles. They are driven by social conformity. They have been trained, indoctrinated even, to hate everything that comes from Donald Trump without even considering the merits of the idea. And they've also been simultaneously trained to love everything from Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, let's say, without considering the merits of the idea. Now, personally, I have no respect, zero respect, for individuals who are driven by conformity rather than philosophy or principles. And in fact, you will tend to find that people who are driven by principles tend to be, on the political scale, they tend to be conservatives or libertarians. Democrats or progressives tend to be driven by social conformity because they lack principles. They don't have a set of ideas or a set of beliefs that they apply equally across the board. They simply go with the flow. They go with whatever happens to be popular at the moment. Or they go with whoever happened to propose that idea, such as the Bernie Sanders tax plan suddenly being acceptable to them because it came from Bernie. Now, here's the danger in a democracy. If you have people who are now hyper-connected by social media, and the vast majority of them are driven by social pressures, i.e. conformity, you end up with a system where bad ideas can become very popular and therefore widely supported by individuals who are not driven by internal principles. That's what we have in many ways in America right now, is a kind of a dangerous situation where the mindless masses can be convinced to go along with something solely because, well, it's a popular idea. And a great example of this was net neutrality. Net neutrality, which is, of course, government regulation over the internet, which had not been regulated for its entire existence until the year 2015, when Obama announced net neutrality rules, which really should have been called net equality or net regulation by the government. The name was misleading. It's not neutrality at all. It's actually regulation. But this idea became very popular among the techno crowd, people who are hyper-connected on social media and very active on the internet and so on. This became a very popular notion that the government should step in and force ISPs to treat all traffic equally and to thereby avoid censorship. Well, what these people weren't told is that this was actually government oppression of what used to be a free system. And so it was ripe for abuse under net neutrality for government to come in and say, oh, you can't offer special savings to people. You can't offer free services. You can't offer different kinds of deals and packages that might benefit consumers, because that wouldn't be fair to this other competitor over here. So net neutrality actually became really stifling of the internet. But because so many people had been brainwashed into thinking that this was a great popular idea, they did not apply principles to their logic on this. They didn't think to themselves, hey, should the internet be free from government regulation, or should the internet be heavily government regulated? Most of the people who supported net neutrality, actually what they want, if you really dig down to it, is they want the internet to remain free. So in terms of the principles, they would have supported ending net neutrality. But in terms of popularity and conformity, they demanded that the government keep it in place. That is just one demonstration of the kind of danger that can emerge from this situation where people are driven by social conformity rather than logic and reason. Another great example of this is the current transgender debate and the gender spectrum. As we're told, it used to be taught that gender was binary. You're either male or female. And of course, that's exactly how nature designs you. You're either male or female. You're born male or you're born female. You're not born somewhere in the spectrum. And you're certainly not born gender neutral to be assigned a gender later on. But now the transgender community and the liberalism just across the board says, no, there's a wide spectrum of genders, which means essentially there is an infinite number of genders now. An infinite number, because you can be anywhere between male and female, or even off the scale for people who think they're trans animal creatures now. They think they're fairies or unicorns or leopards. You know, you've heard of trans animalism, right? There's also transracialism, I guess is the way to pronounce it, where white people think they're black, for example. Some black people think they're white and so on. There's there's trans everything at this point. There's even transhumanism, where people want to merge with the machines. They want to become a computing system. They want to join the neural network in Google or something. So now we're told that, you know, logic and reason doesn't apply anymore in terms of biology, XY chromosomes, and genetics, that instead people can simply magically wish to be whatever they want to be. You could be a lesbian elf. You could be a bisexual orc. You know, we can combine Lord of the Rings now with transgenderism and the gender spectrum, and we can come up with all kinds of things. You can be a polyamorous, hermaphroditic dwarf from Lord of the Rings who tunnels under mountains and has sex with fairies. I don't know. The point is that it can be anything now. And so why is this being accepted in certain sectors of society? Because it has become a popular idea, not because it's rooted in any kind of philosophical foundation. That's my point. I'm not here to criticize transgenderism itself, because I am, by the way, a social libertarian. I feel like people can be whatever they want, you know. Just don't require me to share in your delusion. You can be a lesbian elf if you want. That's totally your deal. You can dress that way. I don't care. Just don't require me to recognize that as being real when it's your fantasy. So, but the transgender community, you see, wants everyone to share in the fantasy. They want everyone to conform to their demands. So they have a demand for social conformity. So it's no longer just philosophy versus conformity. Now it is a demand that everyone conform to their populism in terms of their, you know, their social conformity demands are now placed on everyone else. So by doing that, they are taking away your freedom. You no longer have the freedom in our society to say, no, you don't believe in transgenderism, or you don't believe in lesbian orcs and bisexual gay fairies or whatever. That you no longer have the right, according to the conformity demands of the left, you no longer have the right to say, to reject those ideas. Even if you are rooted in a principled belief system, let's say you believe in the Bible, and you understand Sodom and Gomorrah, and you believe that the Bible says that two men should never have sex with each other. So you believe, let's say, that being gay is a sin, a violation of God, or that having sex with an animal or a corpse is a violation of God, whereas some people on the left believe that having sex with an animal or a corpse or a child is totally okay because love wins. But you don't believe that, let's say. Well, you will then be attacked because you have your principles. And because principles are no longer accepted when the predominant belief system of society is social conformity. Now, your principles earn you the label hater. You will be labeled as someone who is engaged in hate speech because you are principled, and because your principles do not align with the delusions of someone who thinks that they're a Tibetan snow leopard, maybe a lesbian, polysexual, half-alien lizard hybrid Tibetan snow leopard, for all you know. They believe that. And since you don't believe that that's what they are, you are now condemned for engaging in hate speech. You see? You see how this works? Because reality has been rejected. Philosophical foundations have been rejected. The only thing that is now acceptable to the progressive society is shared delusion. And you must share whatever delusions are popular at the moment, because those delusions can shift. This is another big point in all of this. The delusion that they are pushing today can shift tomorrow. And if you don't flip with them, then you may find yourself on the receiving end of condemnation because you didn't keep up with the times. You didn't shift your delusions at the same time that they shifted their delusions. As a great example of this, when I went to college, which was, you know, a few decades ago, we used to have, in the student cafeteria, we had, you know, Taco Day. And Taco Day was a celebration of Mexican cuisine. We would have tacos and burritos and, you know, enchiladas and all kinds of other things that are common in Mexican cuisine. And nobody thought Taco Day was racist. No one came in making fun of Mexican people. People actually enjoyed Taco Day. It was just a celebration of a different kind of food. And I remember going to international food festivals at my university where I went. And we would try food that was Indian food, and we would try food that was Thai, and have Chinese food, Japanese food, and have some sushi there. And it was awesome. You could have International Food Day. Well, now, thanks to progressivism, thanks to the liberal lunacy of the left, Taco Day is considered racist. You can't have Taco Day now, because now it's cultural appropriation, we've been told. This is one example, by the way, of how the left ruins everything. Used to be fine. We used to have fun, all of us. And even the Mexicans didn't feel like that was racist. They felt like this was awesome, getting to share their cuisine with the Americans. And we all had fun on Taco Day. It was awesome. But now, oh, it's racism. You can't have Taco Day. You can't have Chinese Food Day. You can't have Japanese Food Day. So what? Every day is Hamburger Day now? Really? Is that all that we have to offer? Because we have to be conforming with the social demands of the intolerant left, which says Taco Day is racist. Look at every Halloween now. You can't even wear a costume that's Mexican-looking. You can't have a Mexican costume. You can't even have an American Indian costume, Native American. You can't dress up like Pocahontas or Native American male. And I happen to be Native American, by the way. But if I showed up wearing a Native American Halloween costume, people would condemn me for cultural appropriation, even though I'm Native American. They would judge me and condemn me because they've now been trained that Halloween costumes are all racist. You see what so-called tolerance of the left has brought us? Now everything is a hate crime. Well, everything except the conformity of the left. Now, can you go to a party as a transgender? I don't know. Maybe that's going to be loved this year, or maybe it's going to be hated and condemned this year. The point is, you can't keep up with the delusions of the left. No one can. You can't keep track of which delusions have their approval this year versus next year, because they have no principles. There's nothing that you can count on. There's nothing that's stable in terms of what to believe and what to think and what to feel and what to say. There was one day on, was it Jimmy Kimmel, where they announced that President Trump had fired James Comey from the FBI. And the audience cheered and cheered and cheered. They loved it. Oh, my God. Thank God James Comey has been fired, because for the weeks leading up to that, all the left-wing audience had been told that James Comey was an evil person because he had that press conference about Hillary Clinton, in which he actually exonerated her, by the way. But they had been told that Comey was a horrible person. And so when Trump fired Comey, they cheered. Well, then the host, I don't remember if it was Jimmy Kimmel or someone else, the host said, no, 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 wait a minute. That's a bad thing. James Comey is a good guy. You're not supposed to cheer this. You're supposed to hate it. And the audience was confused. And they had to rethink, and they had to be told now what to hate. Because they had just reacted like normal people who thought that James Comey was a horrible person, and they cheered the firing. But they were corrected, you see. They were corrected by the social engineers, which is the late-night comedians. And it's not just Jimmy Kimmel. It's Stephen Colbert. And come to think of it, I think it was Colbert's show where that took place. So you see, there are no principles in the minds of leftists. There are only demands for obedience. You have to hate who you're told to hate. You have to love what you're told to love. You have to scream racism and hater at those that, whom you're ordered to scream that toward. This is what it has come to. Meanwhile, those people who have principles are derided as bigots and racists. People who follow the Bible, for example, have a very strict set of principles. It's called the Ten Commandments. They study ethics. They study morals. They have their principles. Now, you might not agree with every one of them, but you can't argue that they're not principles. They're very principled people. They have more principles than leftists, or atheists, for that matter. So my point, I'm going to wrap this up, is that if we want to have a society in which we can all get along with each other, we really have to look at honoring principles and reflecting principles and even just adopting our own principles. It is a dangerous thing to have a society where there are no principles. That's, by the way, that's called communism. And communist China is a society with no principles, which is why people there are so dishonest, so rude, so evil in their actions, and they have a police state dictatorship. It's a tyranny. They have no principles, and they've outlawed, you know, religion in many cases. And they do organ harvesting of the Falun Gong members who are arrested for meditating in public, and then they have their organs harvested, they're killed off, and some communist Chinese political leader makes money off their kidneys. That goes on every day in China. It's real. It's happening right now. I want to live in a society that has principles. And America was founded on biblical principles. And if you get down to it, if you read the Ten Commandments, they are some pretty good principles to live with if you want to live in a civilized society. And you don't have to have biblical principles, but if you have any principles at all, you will find that a lot of them overlap the Bible's Ten Commandments and the other principles that are taught in the Bible throughout the Bible. Like one principle is, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Another principle is just don't run around killing people for no reason. Or even a reason. Just don't run around killing people. It's not the way you have a civilized society. So these are some things to think about. I am a person of principle. I have very strict principles that I apply universally in any context. And more importantly, one of my principles is that I demand others around me also be principled people, or I refuse to interact with them. I'm only interested in being around people who have principles, and that's one of my principles. So if this makes sense, if this is interesting stuff, you can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. If you like my principles, read my articles at naturalnews.com. And I also run healthrangerstore.com, which has very deeply ingrained principles of clean food. We have a laboratory that tests all our products. We have over 600 products, everything from laundry detergent to superfoods, nutrition, things to enhance your life, and we manufacture those items using our principles of honesty, integrity, cleanliness, honest raw materials, lab-tested, certified organic manufacturing, all that. We are very principled. If you want to enjoy the benefits of those principled products, visit healthrangerstore.com. I thank you for your support, and I hope that you choose to live a life with principle, because I sure do. And I'd love to encounter other people in our world who share that belief system that we should have principles. We should have an internal philosophy and not just be blowing in the wind to conform with every social delusion that comes along. So thank you for listening. Be safe and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.